Previously on Steambox Versus, Bruce Leroy, the Last Dragon, shared the glow. The Iron Sheik broke backs and made us humble. Michio Kaku showed us how to find dark matter. Samus and Mega Rad led a rap battle for the ages, and we plunged into virtual reality in Ready Player One. Will Steambox make it back to Ghibli in Japan? Will the Boston Celtics dunk on us? Will the Dragon Ball Z narrator ever join the crew? Stay tuned and find out on Steambox Versus.
All right, you're back with another Steambox podcast. Today, I'm with the Warriors from Central Falls. Central Falls Warriors, Steampunks, please say what's up to the world.
What up?
We have with us from Budapest, Hungary. Am I right about this? Budapest,
Hungary? Yes, it's Budapest, yeah.
From Budapest, Hungary, we've got Tom Crofts. Tom Crofts is one of the designers for FX Pinball. He has a few tables that I think he led and designed, and Tom can probably tell us more about that in a second. But we want to welcome Tom Crofts to the podcast. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure being here.
So we're inconveniencing you. This is our 3 p.m. over here. Is this your bedtime? What's happening?
It's only 8 o'clock in the evening here, so it's not quite my bedtime yet, but I'm getting on.
8 p.m. in Budapest. We're going to the Penny Arcade Expo this weekend. A lot of us are gamers. I'm a gamer. Did you start as a science coder, nerd kind of thing, or did you start with your passion for gaming?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in games, ever since I was a small child. My career didn't aim to being a video game designer. I sort of went to university and actually did chemistry. And I sort of ended up as a video game designer on accident, really. Gaming's always been a passion of mine.
Wait, how do you get from chemistry to video game design?
Well, that's a good question. So when I was at university studying chemistry, I got sort of into modding for Half-Life. I realized that was sort of more what I wanted to do in life as a career. Once I finished my chemistry degree, I started looking for jobs in video game industry, really.
Not only was he a gamer, but he was a PC gamer. I want to send you to the students for questions, but first, for our audience, can you describe some of the work that they might have seen of yours in Pinball FX? So if they're playing Pinball FX, if they open it up, you've got a few tables that have your DNA in it.
Yeah, well, so I've worked on nearly probably 20 tables now. So, I've worked on Marvel tables like X-Men, Avengers, Star Wars tables, other video games like Brothers in Arms. Star Trek Deep Space Nine was a recent table of mine as well. So, a wide range of tables.
Do you have a favorite?
One of my favorites I worked on was probably the Aliens table.
Can you see that one more time? Sorry.
The Aliens table from the Aliens film.
Oh, the Aliens. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite tables to work on.
Lewis.
Hi. My other question. So if there was any type of table you can make, what would it be?
I really like to make a whole pack of tables of like 80s cartoons. I was like a big fan of, Thundercats, He-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers, that sort of thing. So I'd, really like to make tables based on those.
I want to ask a weird question. This came up recently. You guys wouldn't know this. I don't think it's big for your generation, but it is big for my generation. But it occurred to me in a conversation with a friend of mine, because we both grew up on G.I. Joe. I actually prefer Cobra. What was that like elsewhere in the world? Are they heroes or are they American fascist pigs? What did the rest of the world make of G.I. Joe?
I wasn't a huge fan of G.I. Joe myself. I remember seeing it a few times. I think there was a movie at the theater once I watched that, but it wasn't so good.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, G.I. Joe, I'm not a huge fan of.
Interesting, because obviously it's Americana, like, you know, American hero or whatever. But Transformers is big and all that other stuff. I can't wait to see those tables. Who's next? Brandon, go ahead.
So, is there anything you use that, like, inspired you to, like, design when designing?
A lot of it for the pinball tables depends on the source material, you know, whether it's a film or, you know, a cartoon series or something. So that usually sort of dictates, you know, what I can do. But then there's, you know, actual features on the pinball table, you know, I might get from, you know, real life pinball tables, or, you know, maybe it was some, you know, small game mechanic from a video game or something that I'll, you know, try and implement in that way as well.
So my question is, so I know that you work in Pinball FX. My question is, how did you get started into, getting started into it? And what are the struggles going into it, like from doing chemistry into computer science?
After Half-Life. So yeah. You're already modding Half-Life and doing some cool community mods. How did you get your foot in the door with Pinball FX?
Well, I originally started at a company in England called Eurocon. That was before I moved to Hungary. And originally I just started out as a QA tester.
Mm-hmm.
Was sort of working on, I think Athens 2004 was like the first game I tested. And then there was like other movie-based titles like Batman Begins or Ice Age where I was testing online. And then sort of after three and a half years there, you know, they just sort of approached me and said, you know, do you want to try out becoming a game designer? And it was, you know, absolutely something I wanted to try out. So from there, you know, I worked on Dead Space Extraction, was a big game I worked on there, and sort of Disney Universe as well. And then, you know, once I moved to Hungary, I found it.
First off, thank you for my nightmares. Dead Space Extraction scarred me for life.
Good. I'm glad about that.
First off, I just want to know what games you were into when you were growing up, besides like Half-Life and like the Gmod era of video game.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up sort of like in the NES era, and the SNES era was sort of the first, you know, gaming console I got. So, you know, all the Mario games and Zelda games and things like that. You know, as the PlayStation 2 came out, I got really heavily into games, and like God of War was my favorite game on there. You know, there's a whole list of games. You know, Command and Conquer, Red Alert, you know, those sort of strategy games I loved as well.
Are you still up on this stuff? Do you keep up with the contemporary games?
Not as much now. I just tend to not have as much time in the evenings.
Oh, man, tell Tom what's banging right now. What's like,
I don't play games anymore. Shoot.
How do you not play games anymore?
Oh, that's on.
Is anybody here like still play games?
Yeah.
What's the hottest right now?
Dude, honestly, I still want to say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man on the PlayStation series.
Yeah. It's something about Fortnite. No.
I don't want to be a tribalist. I'm not a tribalist. But I'm an Xbox leaning guy. When you talk about Spider-Man, I hear you. I have a PlayStation. Spider-Man's my favorite, so I play Spider-Man all the time.
Bakari dies whenever you hear PM.
No, man. Not anymore. I've been playing Helldivers. I didn't even finish the new God of War. Everybody loves it. It's cool.
Is it a God of War?
No, not for the world. For me, oh. I still haven't even finished it. Helldivers, Tom. If you go to play a game again, Helldivers is a wild ride. That's been a lot of fun. What are you playing? Go ahead.
Final Fantasy came out.
You can't afford the new Final Fantasy. We're going to get Chloe some Final Fantasy.
Persona.
Mortal Kombat. And I'm addicted to Rocket League, too. That was actually one of the questions I had for you. Did you have a technique to get the Nintendo cartridges to work?
No, they just worked for me. We were lucky. I guess the EU cartridges were included.
I'm a little jealous. We had over here, to make the Nintendo cartridges work, you had to blow in it twice and then breathe. So it was like this. It was like, right? And my, then you can put it in and it'll work.
I can't put in moisture on those metal cards.
I had to get toothpaste for my GameCube.
You had to get toothpaste for your
GameCube. This was scratched up.
That's wild. That's wild. Are you ready?
So think of it as like about 10 years in the future. Would you say that there will be any changes within the effects of a pinball game?
Where's the pinball industry going in the next 10 years? What's going
to
be the...
No, like, that's actually interesting. Any changes to, like, any of the effects?
Oh, okay.
Pinball FX, like, the game?
Yeah. Where's Pinball FX going to be in 10 years? 10 years out. I know you guys are going VR and a bunch of...
Well, so, I mean, we doubled in sort of VR in the past. That's, you know, extra work, so it's tended to take a back seat. But certainly in the future, you know, now VR's becoming, you know, more and more powerful, we'll probably be looking to go back to that at some point.
Shout out to my girlfriend because she takes over my Xbox and she's playing whoever, if you know the guy who made the Chucky table, she is playing Chucky nonstop. Like she's playing the Child's Play table all the time, over and over and over again.
Although you still have the like trials. I didn't
buy it. Yeah.
Free trial.
Yeah. We're going to get that set up. That was one of the projects we had for this year. We've got a pinball table and it's digital. And working with the person who introduced me to Tom, we actually have the licenses for some of these games. So that's really cool. Go ahead.
What was the hardest game you've made? Like the one that's like took you the longest to make?
It's a good question. I think probably it was actually, yeah, so the Dead Space Extraction was the one I worked on for the longest. Just trying to think how long that was. That was probably 18 months or something for that one. So I mean, the pinball tables nowadays you make, when I first started on them sort of 10 years ago, they were sort of 9 months to make each. But now we've sort of got them down to about 6 months each. So the projects are sort of a lot shorter nowadays.
You know, when I used to play Doom, the old version of Doom in the Sega Genesis era around that time, the imps at night, I'd have played so long that when I closed my eyes, I could still see the imps, right? And they horrified
me. Burned on in the retinas.
I don't know if it was so much scared or just like they were burned into my head. Then does this happen to you? Do you see so much of your own stuff? Did that happen with something like a Dead Space?
It can be difficult to turn off at night. You know, sometimes if you're working on something for, you know, to 8-10 hours a day, you know, you keep on thinking about it when you're trying to go to sleep. If you've got a problem or something that you can't fix, or, you know, it can be difficult to turn off at times.
Chloe, I know your question was stolen by Lewis because Lewis is rude, but Chloe, what's your new question?
What's the easiest project?
Oh, wow. Way to reach there, Chloe. Thanks.
For me, in pinball tables, usually the easiest projects I've worked on have been sort of tables which were previously video games. When I worked on Portal, for example, we were able to like use a lot of their asset, you know, the sound effects and voiceovers and graphics and stuff. So, you know, they provided all that stuff to us rather than having to do it ourselves. And sort of because they're a video game company as well, you know, they understood what we were doing. You know, that made the whole process easier. So yeah, video game based pinball tables are usually the easiest to work on.
Tom, did you go on a deep dive in one of the greatest games of all time, Portal?
Yeah, when I first got that table, I actually not played the game at all. I then obviously heard of it, but I not played it again. So, you know, as soon as I was given the table, I, you know, played that for like 3 or 4 days straight, just, you know, getting a feel for everything. Really, really great game, actually.
Have you guys seen Portal?
Yeah.
Portal's like...
I've seen GLaDOS.
GLaDOS is, she's actually in my playlist, which is wild. Her still alive song. Nario, what's your question for Tom?
What's your favorite part about your job?
Favorite part is probably when we find these sort of antique gets or in pinball tables.
Cool.
Actually give you good positive feedback most of the time. You know, there's always a few sort of, you know, negative feedbacks, like, you know, you didn't use the original voice actors. You know, I don't like the scoring system on the pinball table. But usually that's sort of just, you know, take it as positive criticisms. You know, try to improve on your next table. And sort of in the day-to-day workings, I sort of really enjoy the technical design side of things. You know, the technical implementations we're doing in Real, and, you know, scripting the tables. That's sort of the favorite things I like.
He talked about Avengers. He's got Star Wars droids, Guardians of the Galaxy. He mentioned Portal already, Bob's Burgers. I'm reading from your resume, so to speak, right? Jurassic World. I mentioned Star Wars already. There was a few Star Wars titles. But you also have My Little Pony and Garfield, Godzilla versus Kong, Gloomhaven. Interesting, because that's based on a board game. So what I'm wondering is, because for me, it's really easy if I'm going to do anything that involves Spider-Man. Grew up on Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. I'm going to read a comic book. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's easy for me to dive into. Even the really bad Madame Web movie, it's awful, but it's easy for me to dive into and hate watch it because it's, you know, somewhat Spider-Man adjacent. But with that list of titles, having so much diversity, what do you do to summon your will to work on a project that you might be less passionate about? And are there any of those titles that maybe, you know, when it was put on your table, maybe you were like, oh, it's not King Kong. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned My Little Pony there, and it was, you know, obviously not exactly something I watched ever before. So yeah, to watch, you know, a few seasons of My Little Pony was certainly challenging. But, you know, when we're given these tables, you know, there's usually like a list of two or three. And if you sort of get one that you don't like this time, then sort of next time you'll get the first choice of the table you want to make. So it's, you know, we put up with it.
I'm wondering for a group of students who attend a program called Steambox, right? So it involves STEAM. For a group of students that attend Steambox, going to Penny Arcade Expo, obviously have an interest in video games, what's their first step? Do you have any advice for them if they were thinking about a career in the industry? Besides, don't.
Yeah, you know, just find something you're really passionate about. And so, obviously, if you want to get in the games industry, you know, play a lot of games. You know, maybe do things on the web, like, you know, YouTube reviews of games or something like that. So, you know, so even if you've not got experience in the games industry, it's something you can put on your CV to get in the games industry. And say, like me, you know, if you want to be a designer and you can't get a design job, you know, start out as a tester. You know, usually the requirements for that are very minimal. So, you know, just prove that you're passionate about games and you'll hopefully get a job.
We know people that can get you in a foot in the door too. We got some friends at Warner Brothers. We've got, who's nearby? The Harmonix is nearby. We're actually going to visit them at some point soon. So yeah, we can actually, that's a great point. We can get you a start in the testing field. What's your question?
So if there was one game you have to play for the rest of your life, what game would it be?
What game would yours be?
What game would I, like, for the rest of my life? It would be something, like, that I not just, like, play through once, like, a linear story. Something, like, more open world so I can do, like, multiple things, you know?
One's hard. Can you give Tom, a desert island and let him have three? Say you could take three games to the desert island.
All right, you can take three, but they have to be from each genre. It can't be the same genre.
Okay, all right.
Couldn't stop. I mean, like you, I'd probably go for something really replayable, or something like, I don't know, Mario Kart was like a really good multiplayer game I played when I was younger. Sort of, you know, something from the Command and Conquer, you know, Red Alert sort of style strategy game.
Okay.
It's got good replayability with multiplayer. So I really do like my single player storyline driven games. So, I mean, probably you know, be a toss-up between like God of War and The Last of Us.
Okay. He's on the PlayStation tribe. Is what I'm,
yeah, it remastered or is it original?
PC guy, but in the PlayStation tribe of consoles.
Yeah. So, I'm not specifically a PlayStation guy, by the way. I do like Halo as well and Xbox, but my favorite titles were Lens.
I don't think Major Nelson listens to our podcast, so I don't think you're going to offend the folks at Microsoft. So that's okay. I want to ask before I start wrapping up with some final questions outside of video games. So my nerds here love anime. Some of them love football, American football. Some of them beyond that. We've got interests all across. I'm probably a comic book guy. Outside of video games, you mentioned chemistry for a career, but what about just a passion? What about a passion for a hobby? What's something you love? Gloomhaven was on your list, for example. Would board games be among the things?
Yeah. Say board games are something that's, you know, in the last 2 or 3 years I've really started getting into as well. You know, not just playing the board games, but I really like sort of painting the miniatures, which come with board games.
Are we talking Warhammer, or is this?
I similar to Warhammer. I don't actually like Warhammer 40,000 that much as a
what's yours
as a game to play. The one I'm playing at the moment is called Tenarius Adventures.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar.
So there was originally Arena the Contest, and then they did an expansion recently called Tenarius Adventures. And that's sort of the one I'm playing at the moment. Other than that, you know, I like sport as well. I like, you know, soccer, as you guys call it. But, I also like American football. You know, I just watched the match recently, Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah. That's funny. You mentioned Mario Kart. Adam and I were on the Mario Kart ride in Osaka, Japan.
Osaka, yeah.
Yeah, we were in Osaka, Japan riding the Mario Kart. I didn't think they let fat people on, so I didn't think I was going to get on. But
I should have. That was bull. Yeah, that was bull.
Okay, we had one more. Go ahead.
Has anybody in your family played like your games before? And if so, which was their favorite?
So I've got a 6-year-old daughter, so she was a big fan of My Little Pony Pinball, which was quite lucky. But yeah, I mean, she's only sort of really just started getting into video games. So she's only really played pinball. My wife's not a big video games player, though, so none of mine's, unfortunately.
I love that the lead designer was a 6-year-old on that.
Yeah, she gave me important feedback, so...
Yeah, I bet. I bet a lot.
Is there a game that you just absolutely despise?
Yeah, what game do you hate? What FX game do you hate? What's another designer who makes absolute shit for FX and shouldn't even be on the team?
Well, yeah, I think VZ's tables are certainly the type of tables I don't like. They're sort of very hard, realistic. So, you know, I don't like his tables that much.
I love it.
Who instigated this?
Yeah, we started. Well, no, Chloe did. Chloe started.
I agree with you.
Wait, what? Okay, what game do people know that is shit? What's a terrible game that people don't think is terrible? Fortnite. Chloe says Fortnite.
I feel like that's like Mario. There's too much lights.
Too much light.
Or like color.
Too much color in Fortnite.
Yeah.
This is true. I played PUBG, and it's kind of the same system. Oh. But it feels more adult. It just feels more grimy. That's interesting.
I don't like Street Fighter only because I'm a filthy casual and the controls are hard.
The controls are so weird. It's just down.
No, hard or not bad. So easy. So much more.
There's a lot of JRPGs that I think the stories are beautiful. But I sometimes get put to sleep. And then sometimes I love games like that. Like Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, right? Like I think it's a beautiful game. I love it. I own it on every console I have. And yet, it puts me to sleep, and I know I'm going to have that experience.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey or Valhalla.
Yeah, I feel that way about some of the Assassin's Creed games. Yeah, I do. And I like a lot of the games, too. Like, that system is dope, but also maybe overrated, and maybe I don't need one every single year. Tom, what do you want the world to know? Where should the world go to find out more about you or your games? Do you want to direct us to a social media page or a landing page, whether it's
for FX or whether it's to your projects?
Yeah, I think sort of just the general Sand Studios website is good to visit. That's got all the information there about, you know, not only pinball effects, but all the games as well. So, studios.com.
Give me one title that you're working on that you're really excited about.
I can't. It's top secret.
Oh, that's not fair. But now we know
it's another pinball table.
It's a Marvel table, isn't it? Is it Marvel?
No, it's another video game table. I can tell you that much.
So, all right. No, I believe him on the no Marvel. I think that would have been fair for him. He didn't avoid it that hard. Tom, you are off the hot seat. I really appreciate you taking the time, especially as a dad at 8 p.m., to talk to us nerds from another country. I really appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome. I hope I'm some help to you or some source of inspiration or whatever.
You spawned a whole bunch of game testers. They're going to be a whole bunch of game testers now. Steampunks, please say peace out to the world.
Well,